This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're talking about the Detroit Lions and whether or not you think the team needs to be aggressive and make a move before the start of the season. We just saw the Atlanta Falcons make a trade to acquire Matthew Judon, the edge rusher from the Patriots. Local product here, and they give up a third-round pick to do so, but they're also likely going to have to sign into an extension in order for that to really kind of take hold, and I'm not sure if signing a player to an extension at this point would be prudent for the Lions. I'm not crying over spilt milk of the Lions not going out and getting Matthew Judon. It is a position perhaps of need that the Lions fans would like to see addressed. I know that. They went out and signed Marcus Davenport in the offseason, and they're counting on James Houston being a guy that returns to form what he was a couple of years ago with the 8 sacks in 7 games. And if he's like that, then you don't need a Matthew Judon. But nonetheless, there are question marks about that other defensive end position outside of Aiden Hutchinson. So we asked the question, do the Lions need to make an aggressive move, whether it's a defensive end or somewhere else? If there's another position of need that you think the Lions have to address? Because I kind of would like them to go ahead and be aggressive and make a move. And we talked a little bit yesterday about the wide receiver spot. It's not necessarily wide receiver for me. Well, I'll get to it in a second. I don't want to steal anybody's thunder. Let's get to the phones. 248-539-9797. Same number to text us. And we'll start with Matt. Matt, you're next up. 97 hey. On the ticket.
What's up, man?
Hey, Matt.
I don't think the Lions need to be aggressive. I know you were saying, the FOMO thing. I don't think the Lions need to be aggressive. They have a pretty good team, very good roster. If the Falcons jumped off a bridge, would people expect the Lions to do the same thing? No, they're good where they're at. Just keep with the key players. I know there's some injuries. Work those injuries out, get them up to snuff, and I think the Lions will be good. I think 13-4 or 18 games now, 13-5.
Well, they play 4. They still play 17, but yeah. So 13. You think a 13-win team?
13-win team this season.
All right. Thanks, Matt. Appreciate it. 13, we haven't given our predictions yet. We won't do that for weeks, but I think it's a little lofty. They won 12 games last year, and I do think that they have a tough schedule this year. And look inside the division got tougher too. So I still think this is a division-winning team. 13 could be lofty. But he hit on something that this is where I think maybe I do want them to be aggressive. It doesn't mean the need to trade for somebody, but I would like to see them sign as a free agent because there's still some guys out there. Kang, I am a little concerned about the secondary with the rash of injuries they've had there. I mean, we know about, apparently they're going to be okay with Arnold and Rakestraw, that it's nothing serious with them. But reading today, Aaron Glenn's not sure that Terry Arnold will be ready to go and start by week one. Let's assume he is. All right, but that's two guys right there that are a little banged up right now. Carlton Davis is banged up right now. He's not practicing. Emmanuel Mosley, you lost him for the year. That's four defensive backs like that have gotten banged up in training camp. I've always said it's a position of attrition. You need to have as many healthy defensive backs as you can. I would advocate for the Lions going after a corner in probably free agency as opposed to making a trade, because I don't like giving up assets, particularly when you got players like Stephon Gilmore or others that are out there that you could have just for the price without having to give up anything.
Why, you don't like the depth right now that they have, or are you just saying?
I'm just concerned because I know that this is a position group that is always affected by injuries, and they're already affected by injuries to start this season. So,
but you can't keep 10 defensive backs.
No, but you can. I mean, all you're looking for is an upgrade. So lowest man on the totem pole goes because if I can get Stephon Gilmore, why not? You know, if the lowest, let's say that the last cornerback that'll be on this roster is Kendall Vildor.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather Kendall Vildor or Stephon Gilmore?
Right now, I'd probably still rather have Stephon Gilmore, even though he's older. But would Stephon Gilmore want to come here knowing that you're a depth guy? You're not starting.
Sure, that's another question.
Yeah, right.
You know,
but you're saying if you could convince him that, you'd like to do that instead.
Yeah, because in the NFL, there are plenty of opportunities to play corner because of the nickel situations, the dime situations. Mm-hmm. You're going to play in every game. It's just a question of how much would you play. And you know, to your point, would he want to come here and not be a number one or number two corner? I don't know. That's kind of separate as to me. I just want to, I'd consider going after a corner because of the position. I mean, they do have a lot of guys that are out right now. Even Brian Branch is missing practice.
Yeah. I don't know why. Injuries are always a concern for everybody. But for the secondary, for me right now, I'm not that concerned. Maybe because the season doesn't start this weekend. I feel like by week one, you know, they'll have a decent amount of healthy bodies. Might be one guy out, might be two guys out. But I think I like the depth that they have because I like Rake Straw. You know, I think you pencil in Davis and Arnold as your starters, but if one of those guys are out, Robertson has started a lot of games in this league. You know, well, last year with the Raiders, he's smaller, but he's aggressive. He's tough. I like Branch coming into the nickel spot if they have to make him. You know, right now he's the safety, but he's played nickel plenty here. So I guess right now I'm feeling okay with the secondary. For me, if the Lions were to go aggressive or just make a move to help, you know, bolster this roster, I'm with you. I don't really want to trade for anyone, so I went and looked at the free agent list. I got two guys. Defensive end, Yannick Ngakoue.
Yeah.
He had a down year last year, but he's had a really good career overall, and he's still only 29 years old. I think if you can rotate him in on the other side of Hutchinson, maybe you get a fresh Yannick is good. You know, getting to the quarterback, you know, rotate him with Davenport in Houston. I feel like that could be a possibility. And by the way, if he just is good, play him all the time, right? But he doesn't have to play all the time, saying.
Yannick Ngakoue has been a very good defensive end of the NFL for years now.
Exactly. So that's a guy I would look at possibly getting over there because you're not getting Judon because you're not giving him the contract. Hassan Reddick is a guy, if you wanted to give money to, you could trade for, but I don't think they want to sign anyone to a long-term deal.
No.
So another free agent I'm looking at is, this one is more of a, I'm not completely sold on it, but I wouldn't mind if the Lions took a look. So we talk about the receiver, right? The third receiver position to replace a Josh Reynolds. If you're looking for a big-bodied receiver to make contested catches, Julio Jones is available.
Oh.
Now, the thing is, Julio Jones is like 35 years old. So he is literally on the like maybe last year of his career if he decides to even come back this year. Does he still have it? I'm not sure. I don't think he can separate from cornerbacks like he used to, but he's got strong hands. He's a big physical receiver. And if you're looking for that type of receiver, I think he fits the bill. One-year deal, super cheap. I'm sure he wants to play for a Super Bowl if he's going to sign anywhere. The Lions might be a fit for him, but those are two guys I was looking at maybe.
Julio Jones is interesting. You're right. I mean, size, he's
if you're looking for that type of receiver. Now, if you're looking just for a good receiver, like Hunter Renfro is probably better than him right now, but he's a smaller, you know, slot type of receiver. I'm not sure what the Lions and Brad Holmes are looking for. They want somebody to step up, though, because we hear it all the time out of practice. Please, somebody in the receiving room, show me something, right?
Yeah, I mean, Julio Jones is a future Hall of Famer. He's far removed from his last good season, which was 2019. He had a decent season in 2020, but he only played in 9 games. But in those 9 games, he had 771 yards. But it's availability. Then it was down to 10 games in 2021. He played 10 games in 2022, but started only 5. And last year played in 11 games and started only 4. But to your point, if you're just looking for something very specific, a very specific set of skills, he's big, 6'3", 220, and make contested catches. Still has, you know, pretty good hand strength to bring in those passes. He's no longer going to be that deep threat or, you know, the guy that he was in his heyday with Atlanta when he had like 6 straight, 7 straight 1,000-yard seasons. That's interesting. And again, free agent route, I'm all about the free agent route because you don't have to pay the price of giving up draft capital or anything else to acquire those players. 248-539-9797 is a telephone number. Same number to text. Got a lot of texts coming. Got some phone calls coming in. You want your voice heard? This is how it happens. We want to talk to you about this. Do you want the Lions to be aggressive before the season begins? Do they need to be aggressive? And if you want them to, what area do you would you like them to be aggressive at? With Kang, it's looking at wide receiver, perhaps even a defensive end. For me, it's looking at corner. I'm open to wide receiver as well. I'm not as open to defensive end. I think they may have that in-house already. But I do like Yannick Ngakoue. And it's interesting. Had they signed Yannick Ngakoue in the offseason instead of Marcus Davenport,
I think I'd be more excited for sure.
I probably would be.
Right?
Yeah. And that's look, is it a little unfair to Davenport because we haven't seen him? Sure, but hey, it's football, man. It's football. This is 97.1, The Ticket.